Just for today, unafraid. Just for today, I will be unafraid, believing that as I trust in God with all my heart and lean not on my own understanding, he will lead me along a good path. Facing today without fear, that's a tall order. It's clear from a brief look at slogans and acronyms from AA and NA that F-E-A-R, fear, dwells in the minds of many. Here are some examples. F-E-A-R equals fear expected and received. Or F-E-A-R equals forget everything and run. Or F-E-A-R equals frantic effort to appear real. In our addiction, we cycled around desperation and failure for so long that we lost track of who we were. We forgot what real life was like. When we were confronted with the possibility of relationships and intimacy, or meaningful work and growth, we froze with fear. What were we to do? How could we move forward in these areas which filled us with fear of the unknown? On our own, it would be impossible, but what we've come to know is, when we turn our will and our lives over to the care of God, we are no longer alone. God promises to be with us and show us a way forward, even when we don't see a way. All we have to do is seek his will for us and follow his path. The Bible says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take." From Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. There are a couple of positive acronyms for fear that may help us on our journey. F-E-A-R equals false evidence appearing real. Or F-E-A-R equals face everything and recover. When fear tells us we can't get ahead and be successful, it's important to remember that this is untrue. God has the power to do more than we can ask or imagine. When we think our past is too much to face, we can reject that thought for the lie that it is. Our past does not define our future. New life in Christ means that the old is gone and that the new has come. Just for today I will trust God and not be afraid. From the Bible we read, "We know that our old sinful selves were crucified with Christ so that sin might lose its power in our lives. We are no longer slaves to sin." From Romans chapter 6, verse 6. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you that my sin is nailed to your cross. Today I turn my will and life over to your care. Fill me to overflowing with the power of your Holy Spirit so fear loses its power in my life. I will live unafraid today, knowing I am your beloved child. Amen.